You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, nurses on Ward 5 at Gisborne Hospital walked off the job for an hour to protest their working conditions. Earlier in the week, Te Whatu Ora went to the employment court to try and stop the strike, but failed. Christine Warrender is a nurse on Ward 5 at the hospital. I began by asking how yesterday's strike went.
It was amazing. We got way more support than what we were thinking. We literally, like, the Ward 5 staff walked off the ward, and we're on the second floor. So walking off the ward, the hallways lined both sides, down the stairwell, out the front of the hospital, and then across the road we're just lined with, like, people supporting us, clapping us, cheering us on. It was amazing.
What led you to take the strike action?
We've been saying to management for a long time now that staffing's getting unsafe. We're getting very short on staff, often doing shifts with two or three staff where we're meant to have five. And just saying that it's unsafe, patients aren't getting the care that they need. We've done escalation pathways, we've done incident forms. We entered a PIN in December and we were still, nothing was changing. And so as a last resort, we did a strike under health and safety.
And how has the Gisborne Hospital reacted to your strike action?
I haven't seen management since we've done the strike. They did try and take us to the employment court, well, take the NZNO union to the employment court on Monday to injunct it. They thought that we were going to be striking unlawfully and that things were, that we were safe, that there wasn't an issue with staffing. And we won that case, so we were able to go through with the strike. So I do say they're probably a little bit disappointed that we went through with it, but we felt that we were within our right to do it and we needed to for patient safety.
And yeah, as you mentioned, you did this case, this was taken to the employment court. On what grounds did the employment court overturn the hospital's wishes to stop the strike?
We had a lot of evidence backdated to August last year, where we were saying, you know, it was unsafe, staffing shortages. We were doing what they call kind of life-preserving services, where we just kind of do what we can to keep patients alive, but we're not doing washes, you know, things are delayed. Patient safety was compromised, staff were working through their breaks, so we had a lot of that evidence backing us up. We had affidavits from staff and a couple of letters from doctors saying how unsafe it was. Staff were getting physically, emotionally, mentally burnt out. And the couple of letters that we got from the doctors were amazing. They really supported us and said that, you know, they can see it on the ward that there's nothing left in the staff. We had nothing left to give.
And what would you, now that you've gone through with this strike action, what would you like to see the hospital provide for you and the other nurses there on Ward 5?
What we've been asking for a long time is reduced beds. We're a 25-bed ward. We're wanting to go down to 20 so we can safely look after our patients. We want better recruitment, more staff, and reduce workloads until we deem that we are at a safe position to increase the workloads back up. We want to be able to look after our patients safely.
And how has the New Zealand Nurses Organisation provided support to your strike?
They've been supporting us. They've given us advice. They've been with us pretty much the whole way along. They've been amazing. They've been really good for us.
And do you have more strike action planned?
Not at this stage, no.
So what is the next step for this journey, I suppose, for you and the other nurses on Ward 5?
The PIN, the Provisional Improvement Notice that we have entered in, that's still WorkWorkSafe, so we're still working with them at the moment. Depending on that outcome, it's what our next step is going to be, but we are going to keep pushing until we get safe staffing.
That was Christine Warrender on yesterday's strike at Gisborne Hospital.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.